At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Get in zone, AutoZone. Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead.
With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road. Get in
zone, AutoZone. So what if I need a new one?
We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone. Get in zone,
AutoZone. And what about my old battery?
We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination. Get in zone, AutoZone. Restrictions apply.
Hey, Warmer Bubby Bo! Welcome to Bubby Las Vegas for Coast to Coast Hoops with myself, Greg Hoops Peterson, now part of the Beast and Family Podcast. We've got an excellent podcast for you. We're going to be joined in segment number two by Eli Becker. He does amazing work over at HeatCheckCBB. He is the founder of that wonderful network, and we're going to be chatting with him just how big this week is for the off season, because I think that many people that follow college basketball know this, some that don't. I'm just going to let you in behind the curtain. This is a massive week for these teams that did not make the Final Four. There's a lot of networking that is going to be going down in Arizona. There's a lot of players that are going to be meeting with coaches. A lot of coaches that are going to be finding out their fate. There's going to be a lot of games that might be scheduled for the non-conference portion next year as lineups, as coaches, as just everything gets fortified in general. And this is a massive week for all those teams. So we're going to be talking to Eli about that. Obviously, we're going to be diving into the Final Four, those two tremendous matchups with him as well. And then in the final segment, just going to give you guys the news that we saw from college basketball on Thursday. That includes my thoughts on the USC situation with Eric Musselman going over there, where we might be seeing these other teams going with regards to the coaching carousel, and just what we've been seeing in general on that front, along with any sort of massive news that we've been seeing in the transfer portal. Like, it's really hard to take a look at the transfer portal. I went through this on the podcast yesterday, but at the time of the podcast yesterday, we had 1,388 guys in the transfer portal. We're up to 1,417 guys in the transfer portal. One of the most notable names, Terrence Williams II of Michigan. He decided that he is going to be entering in there. K-Leaf Battle over at Arkansas entered in there shortly after the news of Eric Musselman leaving as well. So we've got a whole bunch of guys out right now in the transfer portal. And man, oh man, it is very, very hard to decipher. And only about, like, I would say 130, 140 guys have actually landed on a team that they're actually going to be going to. So there's a lot that is in limbo right now. So we're going to be talking mostly about coaching news the next few days before the nets are cut down out there in Arizona, and before we're able to fully decipher, all right, here are some of the guys that are going to be in the transfer portal. Here are the jobs that are already taken off the board, as typically we'll have like two or three job openings that they do linger for quite a while, but do want to see us get a little bit more clarity on the front of just what we're getting in terms of coaches before really diving headfirst into the transfer portal, because trying to track 1,400 plus guys, and that number is just going to continue to go up. I would not doubt it if by the end of next week it's north of 1,700. Like, I keep joking that it would probably be easier to make a list of guys not in the transfer portal than in the transfer portal, but I don't know how much joking it is anymore. So you've got a lot that's going on there. And if you do have a question, comment, segment idea, what have you for this podcast, you do have one of two ways we offer those in. First one is my Twitter /XTimeline at GNN_D1. Keep in mind, letters EM, they mean does not matter. So as per usual, please do send these into the timeline. And other ways, find an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated. And then from there, you're able to fire in whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast via that 5-star review. We got one very solid game in college basketball on Thursday. Let's recap it and let's find out a little bit more about Seton Hall and Indiana State.
A game from yesterday is Greg buzzing about. Here is the rowdy recap.
We might be on this podcast tomorrow talking about Josh Schertz taking a different job, but on this night, his team fell short against Seton Hall, 79-77. Our DK Network write-up pick was on Seton Hall, so feel very, very good about that. And for Seton Hall, you weren't feeling so good about the fact that they were down in this game by 7 points with mere minutes remaining, but they go on a 9-0 bonsai charge to be able to end this game. As just looking at the game itself, bad clock management by Indiana State in the end of the game. I wish I could call it anything else, but I don't think I'm off base in saying that. Julian Larry, he had 18 points in this one. Ryan Conwell did not do a lot in the scoring department with just 3 points, but supplied the team with 12 rebounds. But you had Indiana State lose a turnover battle 15-8, and that was very costly. Seton Hall, whose forte is supposed to be on the glass, they actually lose a rebound battle 37-31, but Kadari Richmond came up with a little bit of everything. 21 points, 5 assists, 13 rebounds. You had Elamir Dawes play through a little bit of foul trouble, 4 steals, 24 points, as he went 3 of 5 from 3, and for Seton Hall, they're able to go 6 of 17 from 3-point range, while Indiana State, they had their 12 of 32 from distance, but the turnovers proved to be very big, and so did Seton Hall, going 17 of 19 at the free throw line. So if you took the under, you got there. If you took the underdog, you got there as well. And overall for the season, we have been noticing that the favorites have been quite solid. So this was a little bit contrary to that 2,851, 2,770, and 100 against the spread record for our favorites thus far this season. That's 50.7%. Meanwhile, the over still hitting at about 50.9%. 2,878 overs to 2,777 under. So that's what we saw on a nice, clean, and easy college basketball Thursday. Now let's take a look at the Final Four. Let's take a look at these coaching moves, and let's take a look at how big of a week this is for the teams not competing in the Final Four with Eli Becker. We'll do that next right here on Cusco Seats with myself, Peggy Peters, and now I'm Martin Peterson, family podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead.
With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in zone,
so what if I need a new one?
We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
And what about my old battery?
We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My check engine light's on.
That could hurt your gas mileage. The AutoZone free fix finder service can help find the fix for free.
Get in zone.
This whole report for free?
That's right. Printed and on your phone for free.
Get in the zone. But what if the fix is too tough?
We'll recommend a local shop. Fix Finder, only at AutoZone.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
We're back from Bobby Las Vegas for Cusco Seeps with myself, Craig Eeps Peterson, now part of the VSIN Family Podcast. We've got a great guest aboard as Eli Becker. He does amazing work over at Heat Check CBB, the founder of that wonderful network. He is joining me, and we've got a lot to talk about with him because not only do we have the Final Four going down, but coupled with that, I know that he and everyone else over there at Heat Check CBB, they're already working on the 2024-25 season. We've seen a lot of coaching moves made. The transfer portal is now hot and heavy. We saw guys like Zeke Mayo already swap teams. So even though the nets have not been cut down yet in Arizona, there is a lot of groundwork being laid for next season. And you're able to follow Eli on Twitter /X at Becker, his last name, BOETTGER _, and then Eli altogether. And it's always great to have you aboard, Eli. Thank you so much.
Absolutely, Greg. Always a pleasure to hop on, especially this week. So much going on. A few games coming up, obviously. I'm looking forward to, so it should be a really fun week.
Absolutely. And this show keeps it more towards just the betting aspect. And right now we still have a few games left for the college basketball season. Not many, but a few. But I mean, how important is this week for the teams that didn't make the Final Four in order to try to get back here? Because they always say that the Final Four is a big giant melting pot. It's just a place in general where a lot of these coaches, they get to sit down, meet with other coaches, they get to meet with players, what have you. And just how big is a week like this for a team that might have missed out on the Final Four in terms of trying to lay the groundwork for next season and other seasons to come?
Yeah, I think there was a fascinating quote that Kevin Keats shared from NC State about how it's been such a challenge for him to just maintain focus on the games ahead during this tournament run, as opposed to really devoting any attention to the transfer portal or recruiting. Because nowadays, with the transfer portal opening up the Monday after Selection Sunday, it really is all feet hitting the ground from there, and players who are hitting the transfer portal, and everything starts to spin very, very quickly. Obviously, coaching moves happen rapidly as well. So I think you nailed it in terms of this being such an important few weeks for not only the teams that are still playing basketball games, but even more so for the teams that aren't, because they're obviously all vying to be in this position next season. And one of the primary ways to go about that nowadays is to invade the transfer portal and try to pick up talent that will lend its way to winning games the following season. So we've already seen it. A number of teams have already made some significant splashes so far, and we're here sitting, you know, just early April now. We're already starting to see rosters take shape, but you're absolutely right in that Final Four week is definitely a melting pot of so many people who are connecting and networking, and players who are trying to find new homes if they're in the portal, coaches who are looking for new places where they can join staff. So it's so much movement going on, fluidity. I know there's things that are happening the very moment that we're speaking right now. So you could very well wake up the next morning and players will be in different spots. The coaches will be in different spots as well. So it's a very fluid time of year and exciting to follow the news wire and everything that's coming down the pike.
Absolutely. And we'll touch upon that a little bit later with some of the moves that we have been seeing. But first things first, we do have to take a look at the games that we're actually getting, because this is the goal of all these teams that are right now meeting up out there in Arizona, all these players that are in the transfer portal. They want to get to where these Final Four teams are at right now. And just, I'm going to pose a question to you. You don't have to try to come up with anything original or anything like that, but can any team stop UConn right now, who finds themselves as an 11.5 to a 12-point favorite in a Final Four game against Alabama, which I still find to be wild?
Right there. It is pretty substantial for a Final Four game. I don't have the historical numbers ahead of me. That's probably something that's a little bit more up your alley. But I will say that for UConn, they've looked phenomenal during this tournament run, the way that they thoroughly handled not only their first weekend games, but blew San Diego State out of the water and then had just the historic 30-0 run against Illinois to put that game away. They more than deserve to be in this setting, playing for the Final Four and playing for a national title again, because this team just has so few flaws. I mean, there really isn't anything that UConn doesn't do very well, if not exceptionally. to take a look and previewing the Alabama game, I think that what the Tide will want to do is just stick with their playing style that is fairly unique and is as modern as we see in the college game nowadays, with Nate Oates leading the way of a team that loves to push the pace as much as any team in college basketball. They will shoot as many threes as any team in college basketball and will try to be as disruptive as possible. And I note that with saying that as we sit right now, Alabama is a sub-100 defensive efficiency team. So certainly that comes with a major caveat being that they need to step up defensively, and they need to have answers for guys like Tristan Newton, which they'll probably find some solace in knowing that probably Mark Sears, although he's given up some size there, or maybe Aaron Estrada will be defending against him. But the other key being that Donovan Clingan effectively took over the entire game against Illinois and looked like he was playing against children, for a lack of a better phrase. It's now Grant Nelson's task to try to stop Clingan and prevent his impact on both ends, because on one end of the floor, he was swatting anyone on Illinois, whether it's Terrence Shannon, Coleman Hawkins, you name him. And then on the other floor, other side of the floor, was just dunking at home and proving his presence on the opposite side. So it's such a major factor that we get the Grant Nelson that we saw against Clemson and against North Carolina, who's been really impactful and effective of late, showing why he was noted one of the most sought after transfers this time last year. So I can't say that Alabama has no shot to win this basketball game. I don't think that's fair at all. And they've proven to be a very difficult team when they're playing to their highest potential. But they're going to have to play darn near perfect basketball, especially on the defensive side, if they're going to not only beat UConn, but even keep pace with this team with the way that they've just been absolutely tearing through the field so far.
Yeah, it's been insane. And over the last two seasons, UConn has won every one of their NCAA tournament games by at least 13 points. So task ahead is going to be a tough one. As joining me on the show, we do have Eli Becker, who does amazing work over at HXCBB, the founder of that great network, joining me right here on Coast to Coast Hoops. And then in the other game, we've got Purdue and we've got NC State, the NC State story that just will continue to live on and on and on. This needs a 30 for 30. I mean, when you've got a team that was down against Louisville in the first round of the ACC tournament, a coach that could potentially get canned, you needed the front end of a 1-1 to go begging and then to bank in a 3 just to force overtime in the ACC tournament. And now we in the Final Four. It's magical, but now they have to get face off against Giant of the Earth, Zach Edey. I'm not sure how you take a look at this NC State team, but if you look at the season-long numbers, this should be a double-digit blowout. But the way that NC State has been rolling recently, this has been one of the most remarkable runs in the history of basketball.
It really has been. I think there has to be quite a bit of credit to Kevin Keats and the way that he's been able to have his team play entirely different basketball than what they've shown throughout the entire regular season. For me, it begs the question, where was this version of NC State the first 4 months of the year? Because they look legit. They look like a very good basketball team. And ever since that second half of the Louisville matchup in the first round of the ACC tournament up until their most recent win against Duke on Sunday, they're a sound basketball team. So I just somewhat befuddled of what NC State did throughout the regular season and the reason that they entered even postseason play with such a poor record and having lost, I think they lost 7 of their last 9 games of ACC play. So it's shocking what has transpired. But for NC State, I think the emergence of DJ Horn as one of the better, if not best, shot makers in the tournament this year has been so impactful. The way that even when NC State's plays break down, they have an outlet to Horn, who is able to either create from the perimeter or is able to drive to the basket. And if there's over help on Horn, they can obviously post up DJ Burns, who's proven to be just a remarkable talent and so gifted and skilled with his extremely soft touch given its frame, which is obviously super imposing. And those two, the two DJs on this team, really make this offense hum along. But even beyond that, I feel like their role players have stepped up in a big way. You mentioned Michael O'Connell's shot against Virginia, which effectively saved their season, banking in that 3-pointer to extend the year. Casey Morcell's had some moments as well, and Jaden Taylor.
They needed an overtime against Oakland.
Yeah, this team, I feel like what would make Purdue nervous, even though it's the one seed taking on an 11 seed, it's an NC State team that wouldn't have even made the tournament had they not won the ACC tournament. What would make me nervous from Purdue's side is NC State is not afraid whatsoever, and they've taken out Duke twice during this run. They've taken out Marquette, North Carolina, Texas Tech. They've beat some really good teams to get to this point, and now this team has the most confidence in the world. We see during media breaks where DJ Burns is just laughing and carrying on and having fun. I love the way that DJ Horn plays with swagger, and it just seems to be relishing these moments. And another guy, Muhammad Diarra, who has been extremely impactful on both ends and has really emerged as kind of their tertiary type scoring wing, who's also been able to impact NC State defensively. So, gosh, it's hard to pick NC State to beat Purdue knowing what the Boilermakers present. And obviously, DJ Burns going up against Zach Edey and trying to stop the Purdue front, the Purdue backcourt. But there can't be a team left in this field that is playing with as much confidence and as loose with house money as NC State is right now. And I think that's the biggest threat and why they're still standing right now, is because they've just been able to find a way to win and have gained so much confidence from that. And I feel like that's why we're looking here. They've won 9 consecutive elimination games, which is simply unheard of, not only in college basketball, but in any sort of sport.
Yep, if they're a cat, they have used all 9 of their lives because they've won 9 elimination games. So we shall see what happens there. But my goodness, this is going to be an absolutely tremendous Final Four. And I don't know if you're calling for the upset on either of these two games, but I certainly do think that it's going to be UConn versus Purdue in the title game. And if that is what we would get, what sort of a chance would you give Purdue? Because I think that that's the one team in the field, other than perhaps Auburn, who they got lambasted by Yale. So I think that that's the answer. I don't think that they would have matched up as well as maybe I was anticipating against UConn. But I feel like they're the one team in the field that truly does match up with UConn. And I was mentioning it, 13-plus points is the differential that UConn has won all these NCAA tournament games by last two seasons. I do think that Purdue's that team that could be able to put a stop to it.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right on that. I would have to imagine that that would be a fairly closely contested matchup, because a lot of UConn's strengths are in opposition of what Purdue's strengths are, and vice versa. And who better than Donovan Clingan to defend Zach Edey? Who better than Tristan Newton to defend Braden Smith? The matchups here are very similar, and that's why I feel like that would be a matchup that not only would be super fascinating from a viewer's perspective, but it's interesting from an individual player perspective, because these strengths and the very, very few weaknesses somewhat line up between these two teams. And of course, there are differences between both UConn and Purdue and how they've gotten to this point. But both teams pass the ball really, really well. They find open shots. They have capable shot makers on their team. I think the only major difference here is I trust UConn to have more shot making from their wing position than I do on Purdue's side, because for me personally, I feel like Purdue is a little susceptible when they have off shooting nights from Fletcher Lawyer, and in some cases from Lance Jones as well. And we even saw Purdue against Tennessee. I believe they opened 2 of 13 from 3-point range, and they are the best 3-point shooting team in the country. So it kind of brought back a little bit of a flashback to recent Purdue teams that were obviously dominant inside because they have Zach Edey. But when the shots aren't falling from the perimeter, I feel like they get a little bit one-dimensional. And I can't imagine the game plan against UConn. Of course, if this matchup were to happen, I just don't think Purdue would have as much success just pounding the rock into Zach Edey possession after possession like they did against Tennessee, because Donovan Clingan and so much length as well would probably disrupt a lot of these entry passes and just wouldn't allow Edey to get his position like he did against Tennessee and like he does seemingly every night. So that's the main thing for me, and it really was the main key for Purdue, in my opinion, heading into this tournament, is they had to get contributions from Fletcher Lawyer and from Lance Jones. And I mean, wouldn't you know it, I feel like those two players were probably the biggest ones besides Edey's down the stretch, with Lance Jones's significant three-pointer, and Fletcher Lawyer hit a number of key shots as well against Tennessee. So that would be the biggest key. But between the two, gosh, that would be a phenomenal national title game. And I think it would be a fitting way for the season to end, because these really looked like the two best teams throughout the season. And similar to maybe Baylor Gonzaga in 2021, I feel like it would be a rare chance for college basketball to really wrap up a season with the two teams that were pretty thoroughly dominant throughout the entirety of the season.
Yep, I think that those will be the two best teams in college basketball, and that's what you always want when it's all said and done. You want the best two teams in college basketball. I feel like we would be getting that if that is the case. As joining me on the show, we do have Eli Becker, who does amazing work over at HXCBB, joining me right here on Coast to Coast Hoops. And Eli, we asked about it to start out with. Obviously, this is a big week for a lot of teams that aren't in the Final Four, and just how do you take a look at the transfer portal right now? Because I've been making this joke, and I might not be too far off base when I say it. I feel like it would be easier to make a list of guys that aren't in the NBA draft or the transfer portal rather than guys that are, because feels like just about everyone is announcing it. And just how, what are you making out of this period right now? And just trying to keep everything straight because I'm doing my best to be able to do, and I feel like I'm falling behind.
Right. Even by recording a podcast, I feel like we're falling behind, aren't we? It's wild. Like you said, it's whether you want to take a look at a list of players who have or have not entered the transfer portal, because throughout the duration of this transfer window, we see countless names enter who are probably just flirting with the idea of what may be out there and could ultimately return to their school. Or we may also see an instance where a player is absolutely gone. They've already packed their bags and they're finding where their next home will be. So it really is a span of a lot of different things. And of course, players prioritize very different things as well. There may be instances where a player out of a particular region who left school thousands of miles away wants to transfer home, or there may be a player who is seeking more playing time or wants to play in a larger conference. There's so many different factors to it. I feel like it's not really a black and white situation where everybody just wants NIL money or everybody just wants playing time. There's so many elements to it. It's so hard to analyze the transfer portal nowadays and even develop rankings for players, because you could take two different players and one may be a great fit for one team and the other may be a great fit for another team. But if you were to reverse the two, it may not work as well. It can just go in so many different directions. And that's why I feel like this time of year is the time to sit back and kind of analyze what's going on, where the transfer movement is happening, and in particular, which coaches seem to be having a difficult time retaining players, in particular underclassmen who at least appeared to be maybe players who could develop over time or gain significant playing time in due time, because that usually indicates that maybe there is something that's undesirable about a particular team, or maybe it's a part of a reflection of maybe the player's assessment of the coach. The list can really go on and on, but I do think that player retention is especially impactful nowadays. And it's really no surprise as we look up who the Final Four teams are right now. Well, I think one of the commonalities here is a lot of these coaches have had success retaining a lot of their most noteworthy players. So that's definitely something to monitor, and I know the transfer portal will continue to spin and we'll continue to analyze these players, their new homes, and of course the players who are returning back to their previous teams as well.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We find more and more guys just to say, you know what, I'm actually not going to transfer. I was just looking to get a little bit more NIL money, and that's something that is happening in this day and age. Like it or not, these guys, they want to get paid, and I cannot necessarily say that I blame them. If you're able to play for free, if you're able to play for a lot more than free, I would take the a lot more than free personally myself. And Eli, you do absolutely amazing work taking a look at this great game of college basketball. Right now, 1,388 players are in the transfer portal. That's a number that is increasing by the hour. You guys are doing a great job breaking it all down. We've got coaching moves going down. And oh, by the way, we've got a few games left in the college basketball season as well. So let the good people know what's all on tap for you and how people are able to follow along on social media and other platforms.
Absolutely. Well, it's a big week ahead for us at HeatCheckCBB. We'll have three of our writers that will be in Phoenix covering all of the games, all of the happenings, interviews, articles, the whole nine yards. So we're really looking forward to the week ahead. Should be some great basketball games, and we'll quickly transition into off-season topics as well, as we always do. So planning on putting together the way too early top 25 poll, which just becomes more meaningless by the year, especially nowadays. But we're always looking forward to it, always looking forward to the next noteworthy topic in college basketball, and it should be a really fun weekend, so definitely looking forward to it.
Yep, it is a great week in college basketball. A champion is going to be crowned in mere days, and every single time he joins the show, Eli Becker, he covers this thing all 12 months out of the year, much like myself. He lends amazing insights. So big thanks to Eli for joining me on Cusco Soups, now part of the Beats and Family podcast. And coming up next, well, we don't have any games that are going to be going down for Friday. So let's take a look at the latest coaching moves and let's try to be able to decipher a little bit of what we've gotten in the transfer portal. That'll come up next right here on Cusco Soups with myself, Dougie Peterson, now a part of the Beats and Family podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, thinking about gas mileage. You know, changing your oil with a full synthetic oil like Castrol Edge can help your engine get more miles. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99. Get started on your next job today with the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead.
With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in zone,
so what if I need a new one?
We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
And what about my old battery?
We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead.
With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
So what if I need a new one?
we have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
And what about my old battery?
We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
And we're back here in Las Vegas for Jessica Seeps with myself, Greg Eeps Peterson, now part of the VSIN Family Podcast. It was great to be able to get Eli Becker aboard. He does absolutely amazing work over at HXCBB, and I felt like that chat was really good in terms of just shedding a little bit of light as to how important this week is in terms of being able to take a look at the offseason, because I think that with regards to just taking a look forward to 2024-25, you really can't do it until all these coaches, they meet up, until all these coaches actually are able to sit down and chat with one another. I think that that is just so big because the groundwork, it is being laid right now. And we did see a lot of fun in terms of like the three-point shooting competition yesterday with Casey Shomanaga. I don't know if any books offered any sort of betting lines there. It's something I wouldn't bet on to start with, but you know what? It was nice to be able to see that. And this is just such a big week in general in terms of college basketball, laying the groundwork for it all. And right now, the big question is, where is Arkansas going to go? I know that there's been rumors out there of Chris Beard, Will Wade taking the job, and I'm personally not one to speculate, but that said, they are now looking for a new coach after Eric Musselman decided that he's going to go away from Arkansas and he's going to be going to USC. That's really the biggest piece of news that we did see from Thursday, and I don't think that it's quite frankly even close at this point, but I mean, for Eric Musselman, he did a very solid job over at Arkansas. Last year, things went straight down the toilet bowl. That said, other than last year, he's been able to do a nice job of being able to hit the transfer portal. And with USC now heading on over to the Big Ten, you've got to think that they're going to have even better resources. And USC has always done a good job of caring about basketball. And the big question becomes, what does Bronny James decide to do? I would be very surprised if he turns pro. Like, even with the name Bronny James, I know that LeBron wants to play with his son and everything like that. That was just a rough year in general. And I do think that the health situation with him collapsing when he was doing offseason workouts, that did probably change the tenor of things just a little bit as well. So there's a lot that he's going to have to decipher. And I don't have question as to whether or not Eric Musselman is going to be able to have success. Like, USC was able to make the Elite Eight a few seasons ago. And the one thing that Andy Enfield was able to do at USC, he was able to do a relatively solid job of recruiting. And Eric Musselman, while he was over at Arkansas, he was a tremendous recruiter. He was tremendous at being able to get guys in the transfer portal as well. I have no question that he's going to be able to do so at USC. But whoever takes this job at Arkansas, they're going to be picking up on the best fan bases out there in all of college basketball. Like, you can love, hate, or feel indifferent about the Arkansas fans on social media, but gosh darn it, they care. And that's something that is big as well. Like, as much as I hate the mean people that are always like, oh, why are you fading your team, my team, and everything like that? Why don't you give respect to insert team that I'm fading here? At the very least, they care. You know that you're going to have really good effort there. And Arkansas, I will say, shout out to you guys over there in Arkansas social media, seems to be one of the nicer fan bases as well. So we do appreciate you here on this podcast, but there's going to be a lot of support there. They've got good facilities in general. They've got good NIL. The SEC has really put a lot more effort as well into just making basketball more of a priority. I still remember when I was working out in Nashville, Tennessee, during the 2016 NCAA tournament, that's the year that Vanderbilt went to the first four, and they were barely able to get three teams in the NCAA tournament. It's a night and day difference in this day and age in the SEC, and hey, we do have an SEC team in Alabama in the Final Four, so that has been very, very impactful to say the least. And then in terms of the transfer portal, and just some of the guys that we've seen come off the board, Eddie Lampkin going over to Syracuse, I felt like was big, a 7-rebound-per-game guy for a Syracuse team that last season, they just didn't really have anything on the glass. That's something that I think is going to be big. UCLA, I think that they are learning from the sins of a season ago. They've got Sky Clark and Kobe Johnson coming over in the transfer portal. Clark was a double-figure scorer while he was over at Louisville, a little bit of a black hole sort of guy in which you pass him the ball and the ball might not be coming back. And Kobe Johnson was a solid about 9 to 10 point per game guy over at USC. He's able to give you a few rebounds. Not a guy that is going to be necessarily dominating in one aspect of things, but is a guy that is able to contribute in a lot of different ways. I feel like Kobe Johnson is a much better fit in this
system for Mick Cronin rather than Sky Clark, but we shall see there. We've seen a few guys go over to Virginia Tech. Jordan Ivy Curry, double-figure scorer over with the UTSA Meet Me Roadrunners, and Ben Burnham, who was one of the top scorers over at College of Charleston. Thus far, they've been able to do a very solid job in the transfer portal, so we'll give them a little bit of credit where credit is due. And we have noticed a few guys already enter in the transfer portal and just go back to where they came, which that always makes things very interesting as well. That has not been the case for some of these guys over at like James Madison, College of Charleston, these teams that had coaches leave like Terrence Edwards Jr., along with the two College of Charleston transfers, James Scott, Rain Smith. They're going to be heading on over to Louisville, so some relatively solid pickups there. We did see Von Cameron Davis, it looks like, enter into the transfer portal and then go back to Kent State. Now, I'm utilizing verbal commits to be able to track all this. They do by far the best job of any site out there, but that is something to be noting as well. Just because a guy enters into the transfer portal doesn't mean that they are going to be staying in the transfer portal, and it doesn't mean that they can't go back to where they came. Like, we saw Zeke Mayo, he certainly did bolt top scorer for South Dakota State a season ago, 17-plus points, 6-plus boards, 4-plus assists. He's heading on over to Kansas along with Riley Kugel, which for Kansas, I don't know how great of a fit that's going to be. Riley Kugel has a lot of upside, but we saw at Florida is a little bit of a low floor as well, so going to be interesting to see how Kansas operates this offseason. I know that Bill Self was talking about the lack of depth really getting them, and that was a big concern that you had even before the season. I thought that that was going to be a concern for them, so that's going to be able to help them out. And Iowa State, I've been impressed by what they've done in the transfer portal thus far. They bring in DeSean Jackson, someone that's 6'10", is able to do a nice job on the glass, something where Iowa State, it was one of the few weaknesses that they did have, but they're able to address that. And Nate Heisey, he was very solid over at Northern Iowa this past year. Once again, not a guy that necessarily does one thing amazing, but he's going to give you double figures. He's a relatively solid scorer. He's got active hands. He was one of the best defenders for this Northern Iowa team. He does just a little bit of everything well. He's going to be willing to give you a few rebounds. He's a very good, well-rounded player, so I absolutely love that pickup as well, and we shall see if Hampton is able to get to prominence as well. They bring in Georgetown transfer Wayne Bristol Jr., who did average double figures, and an HBCU, I believe, over at Howard a few seasons ago, so that is one that I'm keeping my eye on as well. Like I said, we've got a lot of guys here in the transfer portal, and less than 15% of guys that entered in the transfer portal have decided where they're going, so we're going to have a lot to talk about in the coming weeks, and I'll be keeping you guys abreast of all that and so much more. This is just a little bit of a taste of it, and if you do like hearing from this fine podcast, Cuz Soups, you're able to subscribe wherever your podcast, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and TuneIn. If you have a question, comment, segment idea, whatever you for this podcast, you do have one of two ways we offer those in. First one is my Twitter/X timeline at @unit_D1. Keep in mind the letters EM, they mean does not matter, so as per usual, please do send these into the timeline. Other way is find an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated, and then from there, you're able to fire in whatever you'd like here on this podcast via that 5-star review. Big thanks to Eli Becker, who does amazing work over at HXCBB, for joining me in the last segment. Coming at you guys every single day throughout the college basketball season. I'm coming at you once again. Well, thank you so much for tuning in.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.